Hello, my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and we partnered with American University, and we come out in the community to talk with the residents to find out how the COVID has affected them. Can I have your name?
Talia Chestnut.
Hi, Ms. Chestnut. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. So what has been the biggest challenge during the pandemic for you and your family?
Not being able to enjoy the outside and the social and emotional interactions.
Okay. And is there anything that has been good for you during the pandemic?
So that's probably your biggest challenge.
Yes. For the most part, it gave me a chance to get some trainings, some online trainings and certifications. It gave me a chance to get help with updating my resume. It also gave me a chance to get employed.
That's awesome. Can you, in one word, tell what the pandemic, what you think of the pandemic with it?
Horrible.
Okay. And what is something that you hope will be different after the pandemic, you know, for you,
people
your family?
Will be more cautious and aware of their health as well as everyone else. They'll be more open to sanitizing more, washing their hands. They'll be open to more health, and they'll be open to more being safe, help, you know, maintaining safe and being healthy.
Okay. So did you know what public health was before the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you describe public health?
Iffy. I would say it was iffy because you have so many different variants and different people, you know, when it comes to the public health. So, me personally, I would say it's iffy because the public health means everybody's health. That means everybody that you're standing around or you come in contact with. It's the public. And then, of course, you know, the health.
Okay. And where do you get your information that you trust from?
It depends on what the information is, but mainly my doctor's office.
The doctor's office. Okay. All right. And are you having good access to navigating food during the pandemic?
At the beginning, no, but now, yes.
Okay. So everything is working out for you.
Yes.
Okay. And do you shop at the corner stores?
No, not really.
No? Okay, is there a specific reason why?
I don't deal with the corner stores all like that because they're not really healthy. And then they pretty much are overpriced.
I take $20 and I'm coming
for no reason.
Okay. And what about the grocery store? Does that satisfy your needs? Does that take care, you know?
For the majority of the part, yes. Because I like Costco's and Aldi's.
Okay.
And save a lot.
Okay. Are there any programs that have made a difference for you or your family during the pandemic?
Not really, because even with the program, some of the people that work there didn't feel like that they, you know, should give 110% virtually. So, not really.
So, what do you expect from your family, the community, or, you know, in any institutions during the pandemic?
I would expect and hope that everybody would take this serious and be more in tune with themselves and be on top of their health so that we all can save one another and not, you know, be taken out by this disease. We've already lost a lot of people due to COVID-19. So if more people are aware, I think it would be good because you're aware of your surroundings and you're aware of your health status. So you can pretty much save someone else and save yourself.
Okay. And to what extent did you fear, you know, your risk of COVID?
Sure.
My biggest fear is contracting it and giving it to my son. And being though my son is a special medical need, it would kill him. So that's my biggest fear of my son catching it and dying.
Okay. And how do you think that the district governor, how do you think that job, what type of job do you think they did during the pandemic?
As far as helping with the pandemic, EBT,
no,
it was pretty good. I'll say that. But I don't feel like they did enough. I felt like they could have did better, but they did. They it was decent.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that's the way
and
I be.
What is your take on the vaccine?
I feel like I want to get out there and let them know.
I feel like in a few years we're going to hear a quiet commercial saying, did you or a loved one take the COVID-19 vaccine? If so, you are due to compensation. Call 1-800-COVID-19. But on a specified vaccination, which one I'm not sure, but I feel like it's going to be that quiet commercial. But I'm vaccinated.
Okay. And is there anything that you would like to say or talk about that I haven't asked a question about or we haven't discussed?
No.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much. I appreciate you talking with me. And your conversation was very enlightening. So would you mind taking a picture?
Oh, not at all.
And then you can feel free to get your mask or candy or coloring books for your son. Or... Melissa.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Oh, you too, ladies. Thank you.
Yeah. It looks cute.